Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
Livestock risk protection. It's a great tool to help protect your cattle operation from falling cattle prices. And Dakota Moss knows LRP.
The best thing a producer can do if they are utilizing LRP in their operation is to be proactive as possible, and they need to know their numbers, know their business, and be watching those prices to figure out, okay, here's when I market my cattle. That price looks amazing. Let's not hope for something better tomorrow. Let's get that put on so we can sleep good at night.
Learn more by going to livestockriskservices.com.
Well, Agricultural Economic Insights, or AEI, provides economic analysis in American agriculture, mainly for corn, soybean, and wheat. They also examine land values and economic trends in agriculture to help producers understand what is going on in the world of farming. I had the opportunity to sit down with AEI's co-founder and partner, Brent Gloy, about the current trends he's seeing.
Well, this has been a tough year financially, I think, for a lot of people. And now livestock, probably in Oklahoma, where you've had livestock's been pretty good. And that's really kind of balanced out at the sector level, made it not just a disaster, but kind of the row crops and grains are tough. And I think we've been looking at some situations where it's going to be hard for people to kind of do good cash flow, and then you throw on higher interest rates on top of that, and it makes for a mix where, it's not a lot of fun.
Well, with the new administration and some things changing in the Senate and the House, do you feel like anything's going to get any better?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think there's a couple things that we can say right now is that, one, it does appear that the economy, economic participants, maybe there's a little bit of those animal spirits being released they used to talk about in your undergraduate economics class, where kind of people are just looking forward to kind of getting back to business and doing some things. So a lot of excitement over maybe a little bit less regulation. In the ag space, though, it kind of comes with that little bit of an overhang of, well, we're also talking about a lot of tariffs. And I think David and I were talking about this other day, the tariff question is a little bit of it's a hard question to answer, is what will that impact have?
To hear my complete conversation with AEI's co-founder Brent Gloy, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, net farm income, a broad measure of profits, is forecast at $149.7 billion in calendar year 2024, which is down by $6 billion, or about 4.1% relative to 2023. Inflation-adjusted farm income is forecast to drop by $9.5 billion, or 6.3%. Despite the projected decline, net farm income in 2024 would be 16% above the 20-year average of $121.4 billion. Cash receipts from the sale of agricultural commodities are forecast to decrease by $4 billion from 2023 to $5.169 billion in 2024. Total crop receipts expected to drop by $25 billion, or 9% from 2023, led by lower receipts from corn and soybeans. Direct government payments are forecast to fall by $1.7 billion from 2023 to $10.6 billion in 2024. Total animal product receipts also expected to increase by $21 billion, following increases for the receipts of cattle, calves, eggs, milk, broilers, and hogs. You've got farm news.
I'm Amber from Owosso, Oklahoma. I'm a working mom, and I know what it feels like to be busy. But when you make the time to get active, it truly improves every part of your life. Being active is about so much more than fitness. It's about investing in yourself and your mental health. When I'm active, I have more energy and a better outlook on life that allows me to be more present for my children.
Find ways to fit healthy living into your life at ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.